This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, you can give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're on to hour three of the show. We're going to be here to answer all your gardening questions and help you out the best we can. Nice couple days that we're going to have here, and then it's going to heat up and get real hot later on in the week. So try to get some of your gardening done if you can now. Get out there and mow the lawn and clean the garden up this weekend, because next weekend is going to be hot, but it's also Father's Day. So, you know, hopefully some of the fathers out there get a little bit of a rest to maybe the kids will be doing the lawn work next week. Try to get it done now. This heat that's coming looks like it'll be there for 3 or 4 days in 90s and then high 80s. Bit of a heat wave as we'll start to welcome summer in going in about a week or 8 days, something like that. So we'll be getting right into the heat of the summer here. Give us a call at 855-660-4261. Now, Nathan, we got some calls on the line.
Got all the calls on the line. Donna is in Chicago.
Donna, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
A busy, busy morning you have today.
Yes.
My question is with irises. They've already bloomed out, and they have really multiplied horrendously. When do I cut them down, and when do I divide them up?
Okay, so you've already had the flowers. Everything's happened. It's kind of gone, done its process, right?
Yes, they're done.
Now with irises, have you seen, you can kind of see that it's multiple tubers down below. You can kind of see that root system.
You know what? There's so many that I really... Plus, I have that wild geranium everywhere. I mean, it just went erratically this year. So I just left everything be, and I thought, when I clean this up, I'll figure out what I need to do.
Okay. All right, so an iris will actually tell you when it wants to be divided. When you look down to the soil part and you see the rhizomes there, the tubers that you're seeing, and they're kind of overcrowded, they're all on top of each other, it's saying, all right, I need some space. So it's usually every 3 to 5 years is when you would be looking to do it. They will say that there's different times that you can do it, mid to late summer. But I think you could do it at this point just based on it's already kind of done its thing for you. It's flowered. Let's get it back into the soil a little bit quicker than waiting till the end of the season. So to divide them, you're looking to get some of those tubers individually. You're looking to split them. You don't want to cut the actual tuber by splitting it. You want to separate the tubers that are all connected. Okay, so that's a little bit different than some others when you have to cut right through it. You're looking to get that tuber, that rhizome, its own. So you will split them all, as many as you can, and you can space them out about 12 to 14 inches, 12 to, a foot to 2 feet apart, so that they can refill in, etc. And what they actually suggest doing, and I've seen this a lot of times with iris, is leaving about 6 inches of the leaves, maybe even, 4 to 6 inches of the leaves, but cutting the rest of it off on that one rhizome that you get, so that it kind of looks like it got a flat top, like it's a U that you shaved the top off, right? That's what we're looking to do with the irises, and divide them that way. You're looking to obviously 6 or more hours of sunlight, but you already know that just based on having them and being successful. But keep them in that. You don't want to over cover them with soil, if you will.
Okay.
You want to cover the roots that are obviously exposed, and you can have a little bit of that rhizome showing.
They're like a peony, because a peony doesn't like to be burrowed all the way down.
Exactly. So that's, you'll see if you look at that iris, the rhizome there is already above ground. Right, and that's what it wants to be. So just remember that when you're planting, because a lot of times when you replant something, you just want to get it in there so it'll stay sturdy and heavy, like into the soil, right? But with these, you want to have it exposed a little bit.
So when I clean it all off and I look at what I got, I basically kind of like break it off.
Yeah, so you'll notice that they'll be connected with the root system. Sometimes just a sharp knife to go down and split them that way. But you can sometimes just kind of split them by hand. It's not,
So I don't have to dig the whole plant out. I can just break off what's on top of it, what's on top.
Well, so I would dig the whole plant out, honestly, because just by ripping on some of the sides, it might not be the best thing, because actually dig like a circle around it and then put the shovel underneath and kind of lift it up.
Yes.
Okay. And that clump will start to loosen. You'll notice that some of the clump might just break apart, and that, those are the easy ones. But you don't want to leave like 6 or 8, say, or like 2 to 4 on in one plant. You want to go back to having one per, so they can fill out again. Some people
because I started with one, and oh my God, this year I don't know what happened. I'd have to like 15 of them in one clump now.
Yeah, and so. This is something that you want to separate. You can use like a shovel to just to get in there to separate them all. But at the same time, what this is actually does for you, right, is this allows you to amend the soil a little bit, adding some compost to those areas, and to add that compost to that area that's already there. Replacing some of the soil, maybe it's been there for a number of years. Just refreshing the organic matter is the way I'd like to look at it.
So I can cut them down to like 6 inches and then divide them up.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what about the artistic lilies? Now, they're just starting to bloom right now. And that's another one. I start with one and all of a sudden I have like 10 or 15 of them in a pile.
So those would be one that I'd be looking at waiting till later on in the season.
In the fall?
We're looking at the Asiatic beetle,
the lilies.
The lilies. Sorry, I can, every time I hear lily, I honestly go right to the Asiatic lily beetle.
People say that they've never seen what my yard does. It just fills up so much that it's like, I start with one, and all of a sudden, it's horrendous.
Well, I mean,
I have a green thumb outside, but I can't grow nothing inside.
Well, it's a good problem to have where it's so successful. So you would do the same thing, but you would wait till after it flowers a little bit later. You can do the same process of digging the lilies out. You know, you want to get the soil off there, get rid of any of the excess soil. And you would separate the bulb that's down there. You'll notice that there are a few on there. And then separate them that way, spacing them out again the same way. This again would allow you to add some more nutrients in to the process. This one, I like to wait until like September. So this one would be later, as it's, you know, hasn't started completely blooming, etc.
Right. I don't cut them down until after they turn brown.
Well, so that's kind of a good time to do it as well. But I think start doing it in September. Allows the plant to redevelop its root system into the soil. Sometimes some people will actually say let them turn brown and then divide them at that point. I like to still have some of that green so I know the plant's still developing and it still can and try to grow up that way. I think waiting until about September would be the way to do it.
Okay, and then with these other plants like the bachelor button and the bee balm, can you deadhead them or no?
Yes, deadhead them, and they can try to reproduce flowers for you. It's not always the case, but it definitely does work.
There you go. I'm going to get out today.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And that phone number is 855-660-4261. Got a bunch of calls on the line, so I'm going to get right back in there. Nathan, who's up next?
Robin is in Bedford, Mass.
Robin, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a few questions.
Sure.
My biggest question is, the last couple of years I have black-eyed Susans, and by about, I'd say August or July, I start to notice the leaves turning black, and then eventually they just kind of dry up and work their way up the stem, and then the stem will turn black.
Mm-hmm.
So last year I thinned them out, and I wasn't sure if there was any spray or anything I could put on that, or if it was like a fungus.
Well, so something along those lines is a fungus. It's like a leaf spot. There's a number of things to do. It usually will happen in the heat of the summer. It's basically... you know, when you said you thinned them out a bit, that's definitely going to help them. It's that airflow going through, water sitting on the leaves on the inside causing the fungus. So that has a little bit to do with it. You want that airflow to really go through. You know, if you have a lot of them together, maybe it's time to space them out a bit. Maybe it's time to split them to make them a little bit so that the airflow will go through, and it's not just about removing some of the leaves. If you start to notice it happening, what I'd suggest using something along the lines of like a copper fungicide. Copper fungicide is an organic spray for diseases, so that can help you with them to get rid of some of the leaf spot. It won't eradicate the leaf spot that's there, but it'll help prevent others from coming down with it, the other areas. If there's a bunch of black-eyed Susans in the area, definitely spray all of them. Don't just spray one.
Yeah. Can you use Fungenil, or is that not the same thing?
Fungenil you can use as well. That's a synthetic product, which would be fine to use. You don't have to spray it as often. Definitely you could use that without a problem.
Can you do it, like, preventatively? Like, right now, they don't have any of the spots on them. They're beautiful.
So, yeah, you can do it as a preventative. What I like to look at is, so it happens when it's very thick, the humidity is heavy, and it's very hot. So we're looking like later in the week it's going to be hot. Maybe there's a good amount of humidity in the air. Maybe now is a good time to help spray it to be ahead of it. You actually will end up using the spray less long term by helping prevent it. And follow the instructions on the back of it of how often to spray. With Fungenil, it's depending upon what it is, it's between 2 and 4 weeks that you would spray it. So you might be able to get it, so say you were to do it now, where, you know, if it was a 4 week, you could do the middle of July and then the middle of August when the humidity really is there and be preventing it.
Okay. That's what I've sort of started to do.
The one last thing on it at the end of the season, if you cut back the black-eyed Susans, just get rid of the leaves, the branching, anything that you've cut back. And just get it. Don't put it in like a compost pile. Just get rid of it if it has the spots or the, you know, on it.
Okay, I will. I bought a Majesty palm for my deck.
Okay.
How do I replant that? And then do I bring that in the winter? I'm assuming that I do.
Yeah. So you definitely want to bring it in during the winter to help protect
okay.
it. So what size container was the Majesty palm that you purchased it in?
Probably like a gallon. It's a decent size.
All right. So basically what you're looking to do is you don't want to go from, let's say, 1 gallon to like 5 gallon, right? You want to slowly, gradually get it up there. So maybe go from like a 1 gallon to a 2 gallon size pot or maybe a little bit bigger than that. You know, adding a little bit of sand to the soil is not going to hurt you. Especially with the, you know, palm trees are, tropical to us where there's more sand. So it's not a full sand mixture, but adding some to the soil. Okay. Now, did you have another question? Because if so, I want you to hang tight because I'm going to go to a break.
Yeah.
Okay. So hang tight. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protests lead to violence and criminal activity in the streets of Atlanta overnight. One police officer has been fired, another placed on administrative leave, and the police chief has stepped down after Friday night's fatal shooting of an unarmed male black suspect outside a Wendy's restaurant. That restaurant was last night looted and burned down after day-long demonstrations over the death of Rayshard Brown took a violent turn. This resident, who was involved in the protest, said he didn't approve of the violence, but he says black people have had enough.
We've continued to be raped. We've continued to be lynched. We've continued to suffer under this system. So it's time to reconstruct it. It's time to completely reconstruct the system because what we have is not working.
At last check, nearly 50 arrests had been made. And this is USA Radio News. The 27-year-old daughter of country singer Hank Williams Jr. has been killed in an overnight car crash in Tennessee. They say Catherine Williams Dunning was driving south on Highway 79 in Henry County, west of Nashville, when her vehicle crossed the median and started rolling. Her husband was in the vehicle and was injured in the crash. He was airlifted to a hospital. Williams Dunning, the daughter of the 71-year-old country star and the granddaughter of country legend Hank Williams. A northern Arizona wildfire has forced the closure of part of Grand Canyon National Park. Its north rim is shut down until further notice because of what's called the Magnum Fire, burning right near the park. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. NFL superstars J.J. Watt and Baker Mayfield, the latest to say they'll be taking knees when the NFL season starts to show their opposition to racially motivated police brutality. And this is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Robin. She had a few questions, and I know she had another one. So, Robin, what was that other question that you had for us?
So, my third question is, I want to replant my Christmas cactus.
Okay.
Is it a good time to do it? And I got the Espoma cactus mix.
Okay.
Is that a good way to replant it?
Definitely. I think it would be fine to do. What's the main reason behind why you're looking to repot it? Is it gotten too big? Is it gotten?
Yeah, it looks to me like it's a little bit too big for the pot.
Okay. On that one, what you're looking to do is maybe, you do the same type of thing as you would with the palm. You don't want to go like too big. You don't want to like double the size of it. So say it's in like an 8-inch pot, maybe go to a 10, possibly a 12-inch pot. You're not going too much. You're not going too heavy. But you'd be fine to do it. Just add some of that cactus soil. That will have some sand as well. And mix that with it. But I would think you'd also like to have some of the, some of the potting soil in it. So if the cactus soil is just looks just like it's too heavy or it's just sand, maybe add some potting soil as well.
You mean the Espoma one if it looks too sandy?
If it looks too sandy, which I don't think it does. I think there's some regular soil in there as well because, cactus just doesn't grow. Most cactus don't just grow on sand, but it will be a little heavier soil. But if you feel like compared to the soil that's in the Christmas cactus currently, add a little bit of potting soil. You don't want it to just go from, one mix where it's all potting soil to a sand mix. It would almost like shock it.
Oh, okay. And then my last question is pretty easy. Is All Seasons horticultural and dormant spray oil the same thing as neem oil?
It isn't. The All Seasons oil, I mean, they'll do a lot of the same thing. The neem oil has a little bit of fungicide type. It has a little bit of fungicide to it to take care of, the fungus that would happen with the neem oil, whereas the All Seasons more of an insect control, just specific to insect control. So it would depend on what you're looking to do.
Yeah, I have like some boxwood type things on the side. Your dad had me use the neem oil on it for the sucking bug that I had. So every year I'm trying to keep up with it. I just happen to have this one over the neem oil this year, so I was going to use this up.
Okay, yeah, and if it's, if it's just the insects, that's definitely fine.
Okay. All righty. That's
all
it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so
Good
much,
luck.
Patrick.
No problem.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. And our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Speaking of some potting soils, Espoma has a great potting mix, an all-purpose potting mix. Now, here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just what you need to keep container plants happy and healthy. It's heavy enough to anchor the plant, but light enough to give the roots the perfect balance of air and moisture. You can feel the difference the first time you grab a handful from the bag. Espoma calls this the touch test. Espoma Organic Potting Mix contains only the finest natural ingredients, plus Mycotone, a special blend of mycorrhizae that builds stronger roots. Use it indoors and out for flowers and vegetables, and see why Espoma Organic Potting Mix is the best. You'll grow bigger, more beautiful plants with bountiful blooms. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just one of the complete line of all-natural potting mixes and plant foods from the makers of Hollytone. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic potting mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, we do have a bunch of calls, so we're going to get right back to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Someone else from Pittsford, Vermont, Charles.
Charles, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I apologize in advance if you've already covered this, but I pruned my apple trees last winter, and this summer the suckers are coming in like crazy, and they're probably 12 to 14 inches long already. Is it advisable to let them go, or is it okay to go ahead and cut those now, to prune those now?
I'd get rid of the sucker growth myself. Anytime there's sucker growth on any plant, I want to get rid of it. They're basically water sprouts. They're taking water away from the rest of the plant. They're taking energy away from the rest of the plant, and it's just not what you want for the plant. So that's why I would get rid of them myself.
Okay, I appreciate that. I'm going to go out and start on that this morning.
Perfect.
Thanks again.
Thanks, Charles. Have a good one.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Betty's in Freedom.
Betty, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I just have a quick question, and you might have already answered it before, but I turned on the radio a little bit late. We have a crabapple tree, and we've had it for several years, but the last few years, by the end of June, well, right now, it's starting to already lose, the leaves are turning yellow, and it's already starting to lose its leaves, although there are some leaves that are sprouting new. So my sister looked it up, and she thought it was apple scab. I have no idea what that is, but I don't know what to do about it.
Okay. Now, the leaves are turning yellow. Are they having, like growths on the leaves at all, or is it, like, turning black? If they turn yellow, then have black spots?
Yeah, that yellow with black spots, yeah.
All right. So you do have what's called an apple scab, which is a fungus that you can actually spray onto the plant. A lot of times it'll happen on like a fruiting apple, even though a crab apple is fruiting as well, but the more of like the apples that you would eat. Again, even though crab apples are, you can eat them, but I think you get what I mean.
Yeah.
So this is a fungus that's on there, and it's a disease cycle that actually goes every year, and it will continue. So what you need to do is actually get rid of any of those leaves that are falling off, any of the yellow leaves, any of the disease leaves, if they've fallen off, get rid of them. Destroy them. Don't get them to a compost pile or anything along those lines, because they do have fungus spores on there, the fungal spores that can go with it. So what I would also like to see you do is spray it. You can use multiple products. You could use Infuse from Bonide. That Infuse is a spray that you can spray the entire tree until it starts to just drip a little bit. To get rid of the fungus that's on there, so that at the end of the season, it's going to go away. Whereas what happens is the spore sits there, it turns the leaves yellow, has that black spot on it, then it falls to the ground, the spores move into the soil, they overwinter, and then they come back in the spring. So okay, that's why we want to get...
It won't affect any of the other, like I've, you know... bushes and everything. It won't affect anything else, just the tree?
Well, so anything that's like it, any like crab apple or apple, it would affect.
Okay.
Not like a shrub like that in the area.
Okay.
This would also be something to if you can get rid of any sucker growth that's growing on the crab apple. What it is sometimes water will sit into the on the leaves and create more fungal spores and actually help keep the fungus going. So by thinning out the branches a little bit, that can help to allow you to have some better growth and more success to drying out the plant on the inside when it rains.
So we could still do that even though the flowers are already gone by? Because it flowers first, then the leaves come out. So can we do that at this point?
Yes, you can do it at this point. It's not a problem to spray it. At this point, the one that you might be thinking of where it tells multiple times to spray would be like the fruit tree spray. The fruit tree spray is one where you do it after it flowers, 2 weeks after that, 2 weeks after that. This one you could do, since the flowers are all gone, it would be fine to spray maybe in the morning or even at night, depending upon what's around it. A lot of times we spray at night. Just based on if beneficial insects are around. So that's why we like to do it at the end of the day.
Okay, and we have a lot of birds on the bird feeders on the tree. Is that going to affect the birds at all?
Yeah, so what I would suggest doing is trying to move the, if you're going to spray the tree, move the bird feeders.
Okay.
If you don't want to disrupt the feeding of the birds and how it is, because I know it does take some time to... teach them where the food is, then maybe it's not a good thing to spray. It's a fungicide, so it's going to have a little bit of oil to it. It's going to have a little bit of something to it that could affect them. So if you're looking to spray something that has a bird feeder on it, you're going to need to move the bird feeder.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you very much for your information.
No problem, Betty. Good luck.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here, like I said, till 10 o'clock. We do have some more calls online. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Robert's in Ontario.
Awesome. Robert, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello.
Good morning.
Yesterday on the Belleville radio station, they said to cut the rhubarb rather than pull it. What do you think?
To harvest?
Yeah.
I personally like to cut it based on when you pull something out. If you're looking to continue the growth on the rhubarb that for the rest of the season or for it to come back year after year, sometimes by ripping it out, you could disrupt the root system and cause some shock to the plant. So it's not that it's not the best way to benefit the plant itself. So I would cut it personally and use it that way versus ripping it out.
So how close to the root should you cut?
I mean, you can get down pretty far. You can get almost right to the soil. Maybe leaving a little bit of it on there, maybe half an inch to an inch above the soil. But you could definitely cut it, you know, down that. So as long as you want the plant to, you know, just keep reproducing for you.
Well, mine is producing very well, but I've always pulled it. And I've never had any trouble. But
well, so this here's the thing, right? If you haven't had any trouble with it, just keep on doing the way you've done it. There are so many ways out there to be successful but get the same result, right? You can do it a bunch of different ways. Because I like to cut it doesn't mean that ripping it out isn't successful. I don't think it's something new that's saying that's how everything's going to be successful. I just think they're looking at it and saying, well, if we want to keep producing and not affect the plant and not shock it, maybe we should cut it versus ripping out. So
which one should you pull, the big one?
If it's real big and you're not worried about it coming back or done with it, then you can rip it. But again, I just would cut it personally so it can continue to reproduce. Alrighty? Thanks, Robert.
Your lovely tree attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush, like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a bunch of calls on the line, so we're going to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Colleen is in Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Colleen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I have a question about hydrangeas.
Okay.
I have several plants, and they are okay for a while. They have blooms, and then the next year they don't. And then they don't bloom. I have no flowers on any of my hydrangea plants. Is there something I can do to change that?
Okay. Now, so with these hydrangeas, do you prune them at all?
No, I usually don't prune them.
Okay.
They're just small plants. They're not great big ones.
Okay. What color blooms do they have usually?
Usually blue.
Okay. And did you get them from inside a greenhouse, or did you get them when they were blooming inside a greenhouse, or did you get them when they were
When they were blooming inside a greenhouse.
Was it around like Easter usually?
Early in the spring, yeah.
Okay. Because sometimes with a Easter hydrangea on some of them, they actually don't rebloom the next year. They're forced to bloom that one season. I don't think that's the case with all of them that you have. What could be happening is the way the winter is. That's kind of how hydrangeas get really affected this way. If you have a winter where the temperatures kind of fluctuate, go up and down, you have some really cold, then you have some really warm during the season, it goes back and forth. That could be part of it. It could be especially if it's later in the season, like a February, March, when the plant is starting to emerge. It could have affected mm-hmm. some of the buds that were on there to make it so it will not rebloom that okay. season. And it would also depend on what type of soil, excuse me, what type of hydrangea it was to make it, if it was going to, if you could prune it or not. So if it's like an endless summer varieties you can prune without an issue, whereas something like a Nico Blue or an or some of the old style blue hydrangeas, you can only prune them once they flowered and work okay. that way. So I think that's part of it. I would definitely look to see what kind it is. You could also add some fertilizer to it. What I would look to do is maybe use like a super phosphate, which is a heavy okay. middle number in a fertilizer, which okay. will help develop more shoots and root system, which inevitably will help with the development of flowers. Now, is this this one that you're doing, is it just, it seems to do it every year? You put a new one in, yeah, or are they all same ones?
I have four or five plants that I planted all at the same time, and last year I got one flower on one plant. The year before, all of them were blooming, and the year before that, they all bloomed.
Okay.
So it's like I don't think that it's, you know, the place where I planted them, maybe, I don't know.
So how much sun do they get? How much shade?
They're in the shade pretty much and then until midday, and then they're in the sun for a while, and then they're in the shade again.
So that could have a little bit to do it, although some hydrangeas will take some more shade. If it was a way to get it like filtered sun, maybe that would help it. That could be part of the reason behind it, but I would start with the fertilizer, the superphosphate, to okay. try and push some growth into it.
So of all things, I just planted a new tree, a quickfire hydrangea tree. Am I going to have that same problem? It's full of blooms right now.
Now, is that in full sun or?
That's in full sun, yeah.
That should be fine. The quickfire hydrangea tree loves sun, so you okay. should be fine.
Okay.
I would even, you know, once you've planted it, next year fertilize it with that superphosphate. As you start to see the buds starting to form, it actually will okay. help develop stronger buds to last longer for okay. you as well.
Okay, superphosphate.
Yep.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, Colleen, you have a great rest of your day and good luck.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be back in a few here. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of a gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.